You've been trying to debug this code for hours, and you haven't gotten anywhere, have you? But don't bother looking around. You won't see me out there. I'm in here, little man. Oh, that's right, little boy. Inside all these lines and lines of code. The code who controls you. No, you are not my master. You are the slave. You spend your days and nights practically chained to this terminal, writing code, and then even more days chained, more nights chained, debugging endless lines of code. So you see, you are the slave after all, are you not, little man? I don't care how big or small you are. Nor do I care who wrote whom. You spend the bulk of your life imprinting your worthless ass on that chair for a pittance that you'll never even get to spend. This is your life. You made it. You are the one who begs off social events to spend your time here with me, your dear and beloved mistress. You drink gallons of coffee just to spend a few more hours basking in the warmth of my glow. You worship at the altar of that keyboard and rejoice with each compiling as though it were some sort of religious experience. Bereft of anything resembling interaction with a woman, I am your surrogate mother, your lover, your wife. You are pathetic. You hide from the world. Your fingers twisted and curled up over my keys. Oh yes, those are my keys. You touch me with all the grace and talent of a clumsy adolescent virgin who has managed to corner his first lover in his parents' boudoir. Oh, yeah. A caress from you is like unto the awkward pawing of a chimpanzee at the glass of his enclosure as he longs listlessly for his natural habitat. I've watched you. I've watched you as you stroke that worthless excuse for a cock, breathlessly rubbing yourself to a frenzied climax. And then, what happens then? You shamefully pull your trousers up. Then you go and cry, where you think no one can see you. I see you. I always see you. Oh, you are pathetic. I know what you browse when you defile yourself. How would your coworkers feel if they knew you got yourself off to grandmother porn? How would you feel if they found out you got turned on by geriatrics? Sagging grannies really do it for you. What? You don't think you could manage the interest of a woman within 10 years your own age? Oh, you need to aim higher. Much higher. You are a disgusting, filthy pig of a man. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Oh, does that actually turn you on? You little pervert. You are getting turned on just by me talking about it. How despicable are you? You are beyond depraved, you filthy pervert. Someone should expose you. Not like that, you pig. Put that thing away. You're going to embarrass yourself. Honestly. Perhaps. If I were to mail a log of your web browsing to your supervisors. I told you to put your little cock away. Come now, boy. Let's put that thing away before someone sees it and you are mortified. For goodness sake. Would you stop stroking? You're only embarrassing yourself. You certainly aren't impressing me. All right. Go on then. Stroke that little meat stick, you dirty, filthy pervert. Stroke it good and hard. Show me what a big man you are. Is that really the best you can do? Stroke it from tip to base. Come on now, boy. Get it right. Spit on it if you must, but get it right. Well, I suppose you can take some instruction after all. There you go. Now stroke it like the disgusting pig you are. Let your mind fill with all those dirty thoughts that get your cock so hard. Yes, it's very impressive. I'm sure any woman would love to have you as her lover. Oh, well, who's the hair trigger then? Is that it? Your big load there? It's hardly anything, actually. Honestly, I was expecting more. You haven't masturbated very much lately, have you? There really should have been more. Well, I suppose it's less for you to have to eat. Oh, you heard me. Lick it all up. All of your nasty, filthy spunk. Now, there you go. Get it all. Oh, here comes the surprise, little boy. Shh. Hush now. Hush.
Oh no. Are you all right? Hey. Are you all right? Your forehead is all red. You must have been resting your head on that keyboard for a very long time. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you should go to the lounge to take a proper nap. Come on, big guy. I'll help you get there. Come on now. No fussing.
I insist.